Good afternoon. Cold, high pressure is slowly retreating to the north, and high to mid-level clouds will continue to lower and thicken this afternoon as a storm system is currently transitioning its energy from the central Appalachians to a new low-pressure center just off the outer banks of North Carolina. Well in advance of this storm, flurries and light snow showers are breaking out across parts of interior New York and New England. These snow showers could dust the ground in spots as we get deeper into the afternoon, but even the slightest snow on the ground will make for some slippery travel through the evening drive as temperatures are struggling and in most locations will remain in the teens throughout the rest of the day. Jetstream energy will enhance the storm's development this evening as it begins to track up the mid-Atlantic coast. On this course, steady and at times heavy snow will develop from south to north as we get into the nighttime hours. The winds will increase as well as the storm takes a position well east of Long Island and south of Cape Cod by sunrise tomorrow. At times, in interior New England, the wind gusts could exceed 40 miles per hour. This will cause considerable blowing and drifting of snow, and blizzard warnings are out for the lower Hudson Valley and all of Connecticut. Temperatures will hold steady in the teens, with wind chill values at or below zero. Early tomorrow morning, the storm will stall out or even drift back toward the coast south of Nantucket. Bands of heavy snow will develop and rotate inland through New England, and this is where we will see our heaviest snowfall rates of 2 to 4 inches per hour. It remains to be seen how far west these heavy snow bands will travel, and this will ultimately determine the extent of the heaviest snowfall totals in interior New York and northern New England. Either way, it looks like the storm will begin to fill in and pull away toward tomorrow evening, and the snow will gradually diminish during the afternoon and evening hours. By the time the storm is over, all of interior, central, and southern New England, the lower Hudson Valley, and the southern Catskills will pick up 1 to 2 feet of snow, with localized amounts of up to 30 inches. Snowdrifts could be as high as 3 to 4 feet. To the north and west of this area, from the eastern Catskills into the greater Capital District and into central Vermont, including Glens Falls and Saratoga Springs, 8 to 12 inches of snow is likely. Snowfall totals will gradually diminish further away from the storm center into central and northern New York and Vermont, in the central Catskills and the Schoharie Valley, into the eastern Mohawk Valley and the Adirondacks. 4 to 8 inches of snow can be expected, with 2 to 4 inches of snow in the western Catskills and central Mohawk Valley. In the western Mohawk Valley and north toward the Canadian border, including Burlington, Vermont, a dusting up to 2 inches of snow will do it. High temperatures tomorrow will be in the lower 20s. The wind will cause considerable blowing and drifting of snow into the night tomorrow night, even as the storm tracks away. A quieter day on Wednesday with a return to sunshine. Highs will be back into the mid-20s. Then another disturbance will approach on Thursday with increasing clouds and the chance for some light snow by evening. Chances for light snow will persist into Thursday night and early Friday morning before that system departs. Highs will be in the middle and upper 20s to the end of the week. On Friday, behind that system, the wind will pick up and it'll turn much colder, with readings dropping through the 20s and into the teens, and Saturday only making it back up to 20 despite sunshine, which will give way to increasing clouds. Another disturbance may bring some light snow by the end of the weekend, but the temperatures will be the big story, with highs only in the teens. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter weather advisories have been issued from central Pennsylvania east to the mid-Atlantic coast for mainly light snow as the maturation process of this next storm gets going. North and east from coastal New Jersey through New York City, Providence, Boston, and up past Portland and into down east Maine, blizzard warnings are flying. In these locations, 1.5 to 2.5 feet of snow will fall, with wind gusts exceeding 50 miles per hour. The wind could gust as high as 75 miles per hour out toward Cape Cod. At the height of the storm, snow could fall at the rate of 2 to 4 inches per hour. Considerable blowing and drifting of snow will occur under these conditions from late tonight through the day tomorrow. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 14 below zero at Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City snow, 1 to 3 inches, with highs near 30. Boston increasing clouds with highs in the mid-20s, and in Buffalo light snow with highs in the lower 20s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 31 degrees, the average low 14. The record high 59 set in 1950, and the record low 17 below zero in 1920. Sunrise this morning, 7:16 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5 p.m. 9 hours and 44 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sun giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the teens. Thickening clouds with a chance of some light snow, mainly toward Glens Falls and into central Vermont tonight. Lows 0 to 10 above with readings below 0 in the mountains. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, thickening clouds with light snow moving in this afternoon and highs in the mid-20s. Snow heavy at times tonight, gusty winds with blowing and drifting snow with lows around 20. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with snow showers today and highs in the upper teens. Cloudy with light snow likely tonight with lows in the lower and middle teens. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, thickening clouds with light snow moving in this afternoon, highs in the lower 20s. Snow heavy at times tonight, gusty winds with blowing and drifting snow, and lows in the upper teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Thickening clouds with light snow moving in this afternoon and highs in the lower 20s. Snow heavy at times tonight, windy with blowing and drifting snow, especially across the higher terrain, and lows in the mid to upper teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, snow heavy at times, especially in the Hudson Valley, south of Albany, and east into New England. Windy as well, with highs in the lower to mid-20s. Increasing sunshine Wednesday in the mid-20s. Increasing clouds with a chance of light snow late in the day on Thursday and Thursday night in the upper 20s. Leftover snow on Friday morning, then increasing sun and wind. Temperatures falling through the 20s. Only near 20 for a high with sunshine on Saturday, and a mix of sun and clouds with snow showers Sunday, and highs staying in the teens. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.